Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome to another podcast. We're so excited to have you on the show, whether you're a first-time listener or one of our regular listeners. We love that you are taking the time and are being intentional about your digestive health. So we wanted to talk a little bit about common excuses. We do have a series going on in regards to common excuses that we do every once in a while, and it's been a little while since we've done one. So with that, we talk a little bit about one of the common excuses that we hear.
That's right. Yeah, one of the common excuses we hear is that when we talk to people about water, yes, and how important water is for their body, and for those people that aren't drinking any water out there, they typically say, well, I don't drink water because I don't like the taste of water. Mm-hmm. Or water has no taste, so I don't drink it. So we want to talk about that one.
Yeah, because it's so, first of all, let's talk about why water is so important. Our body is about 80% water, all right, give or take. Rough estimate, about 80% water. And
I mean, even our bones are made up of water.
There's water everywhere.
Yeah, our eyes,
yes,
our organs.
The tissue, the cells.
Right.
All right, you've got the cells that have the inside of the cell has, I mean, it's mainly water, and you've got all these little organelles inside of the cell. And water is just such a crucial thing. And I think it's something that we don't realize. I mean, a lot of people don't realize. When I talk to people about the importance of water, they don't understand that we are mainly made up of water. And without that water, it's really hard for your body to eliminate toxins. Mm-hmm.
Stay hydrated.
As a result of not being able to adequately eliminate toxins, your body gets more toxic. Mm-hmm. And when you have a toxic buildup of, you name it, chemicals that we get introduced into our bodies, either through food or through drinks, mm-hmm, the air that we breathe. Things we put on our skin. All of those toxins just deposit in different parts of our body and cause symptoms, mm-hmm, and disease. Mm-hmm. And so the water is something that when people go through our DNA for Digestive Health program and we go back and survey them weeks later after they complete it, the biggest thing that has the most impact on their lives is the section on water.
Right.
The section on water, because I think that education that is in there on water, people are usually just blown away, mm-hmm, by how important water is. Mm-hmm.
And
how simple it is. Right. And then when they actually start incorporating it, mm-hmm, and feeling better, they're shocked.
Right. They're like, there's no way that I could feel better from just drinking water. Right.
But the reason that you can feel so much better from just drinking water is because your body is so much just water. Your
right.
body is one of the biggest components of it is water. And so when you put into your body something that it needs,
yeah,
it does make a huge difference.
Right, because aside from your body having the water, it's also losing the water every day,
mm-hmm,
right? So if we're not replacing it, then that's also when the body can get sick and a lot of symptoms come with that. And so, yeah, we have a lot of patients who, you know, they think that if they drink things like coffee and soda and milk and juice, that because it's liquid, that there's a water component in there and that it's okay. You know, I'm getting my liquids,
right?
You know, my fluids, but it's not the same, right? Many of those fluids that we're drinking, you know, juice, for example, has a lot of sugar,
mm-hmm,
you know, and the sodas have a lot of chemicals and sugar and caffeine, right? Coffee, same thing, right? Very acidic, has a lot of caffeine.
Right. Well, and the fancy coffees.
And the fancy coffees have a lot of sugars and chemicals. Yeah, so it's almost working against you. It's not working for you, right? So that idea of, oh, I drink plenty of liquids, it's not hydrating you, though. Those liquids aren't hydrating you. They're almost dehydrating you even more.
Yes.
So, you know, there's this really strong need for water. And when we teach people about that, especially people who don't drink water at all, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, most people drink a little bit of water. You know, there are those few people who they tell us, I don't like water. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, the main thing with water is that it's kind of plain. Right? There's no fizz to it. There's no taste to it. And I think in our society today that we're so used to our taste buds just being bombarded, right? I don't know of another way to say it, excited.
Yeah, that's a great way. Yeah, we're constantly stimulating
our taste buds with all of these crazy flavors and carbonation and all these different things that water seems like silly.
Boring,
right? and the problem is that we've almost overstimulated our mouth, mm-hmm. right? You have to keep this a PG podcast. But, you know, that overstimulation of constantly, like I've noticed, you know, we used to eat, you know, the standard mm-hmm. American diet, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't know any better before we started all of this. And, you know, we were eating, you know, Doritos and, you know, all those foods. You know, the kids were eating Goldfish. I mean,
drinking the fancy coffees.
Sure. We were doing all that stuff, right? And then when we learned about what was in this stuff, when we learned how to read food labels and we stopped eating that stuff, our mouth kind of and our body got clean, right? Yeah. And now we go, and if I ever eat anything like a Dorito,
your taste buds change.
And literally, like, I can taste the chemicals in those things now where I couldn't before, mm-hmm. okay? So there's this shift that the body does when it starts to get clean, okay? And right now, if you're eating the standard American diet and you're drinking the standard American diet, your taste buds are shifted. They're right. Shifted toward the chemicals and the sugar and the carbonation. And your brain will almost tell you, you need that. Mm-hmm. Your brain will be like, oh, no, that's water. That's, yeah, go get some soda. Go get some juice. You know, I'll even have people tell me, well, I'll drink a little bit of water during the day, but then I got to go have my juice. Mm-hmm. I got to go have my soda. I got to go have, because my mouth, my brain is telling me I need it. Right. Okay. That's why the food companies are making this stuff, yeah. because it's addicting and our brain is telling us we need it, okay? And that's the danger mm-hmm. behind it, because it's not even us, you know, that it's very hard, you know, to say no to those things. Yeah. But the reality is that, and this has happened time and time again, that if you get your body clean and you try to slowly start coming off of those things and eat cleaner, drink cleaner, all these things, you will be shocked at the fact that if you ever go back to those things in the future, they just will not taste good anymore. Right. They'll literally make you sick. And people contact us all the time and they're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're right. I can't believe it. You're right. I don't even want to drink a soda anymore. It's mm-hmm. disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive by fast food. It makes me nauseous just smelling it. You know, like, and this is people, these are people who are eating fast food, you know, 5 times a week, right. okay? So it is possible to clean up the body.
And I do want to say that there was a time when we were regularly eating fast food.
Not all the time, but regularly, a couple times a week.
Yeah, to me, that's regular.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple times a week is regular. And so I'm saying that so that those of you out there that are listening to us aren't thinking, well, you guys don't know because you probably, we right. know.
We were doing it
we
all.
We were doing it. Yeah. We were eating regularly fast food, okay? Right. Not every single day, but definitely, yeah, definitely 2-3 times a week, okay?
Yeah, weekly.
And drinking, well, I never really was a soda drinker because I didn't grow up with soda. But I drank soda from time mm-hmm. to time. I mean, I think for me, it was a big deal to drink a Coca-Cola with pizza. Mm-hmm. If I was ever going to have pizza, I had to have Coke there. And mm-hmm. that was like a tradition for me. And, you know, and fancy coffees. We were drinking fancy coffees. Mm-hmm. So we've been there.
Yeah.
We've been there. And
we know how hard it is to, to slow down and stop.
Yes.
But you have to think about your health.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so water, getting back to the water, is one of the simplest, most amazing things that you could do for your body. And so, you know, some of the suggestions, let's talk about some of the suggestions that we give our patients and our clients when, you know, when they tell us, well, I don't like water, mm-hmm. I don't like the taste, I don't know if I can do this. So, number one, if you are drinking juices, let's just start out with juices. If you're someone that drinks juices, I mean, one of the things that I remember doing years ago when I was trying to also increase my water intake was I loved cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. And so I started putting a little bit of cranberry juice into my water just to kind of give it a little flavor.
Yeah, or if you're trying to come off of the juice, cut it with water.
Right.
Right, like
right.
half cranberry juice, half
and
water.
Half water, mm-hmm. That's right. And start just slowly doing that.
Right.
So just kind of giving the water some of the flavor of that juice that
right.
you're drinking.
Right.
All right. Just mm-hmm. to try to transition you. And
right.
don't, you know, we always encourage you to do everything in baby steps.
Right.
Because if you just go cold turkey and try to not do the water, I mean, try to just do pure water and no more juices, inevitably you're going to get discouraged. You're going to be missing your juices. Mm-hmm. You're going to say this is too hard and you'll go back to the old way.
Right.
So transition yourself.
Right.
Transition yourself. And another thing, if your issue is not that you're addicted to the juices or you've got to have your juices, let's just say you're just drinking sodas. And mm-hmm. so one suggestion would be if you're drinking, you know, 4, 5, 6 sodas a day, cans, I would assume, are usually what people drink.
Yeah, or the big gulps.
Or the big gulp. Try to replace one of those with water
mm-hmm.
and do that for a week. So now every day you're drinking, instead of 6 cans of soda, you're drinking 5 cans and 1 bottle of water
mm-hmm.
and do that for a week. And then the next week, replace another can with another bottle of water.
Right.
So now you're just doing 4 cans of soda and 2 bottles of water
right.
a day. And just slowly, I mean, yes, it's going to be a very slow wean, but it will get your body and your taste buds
mm-hmm.
used to it.
Yeah.
And then
the slower the better.
Yeah,
and you're slowly. And you're moving in a healthy direction.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there, as long as you're moving in the right direction.
That's right.
Okay.
And the same with the fancy coffees. Okay. I can't tell you how many chemicals and sugars there are in those fancy coffees. Look at the ingredients,
mm-hmm.
right? I believe
you'll
that.
Be blown away.
I think that some of the coffee places actually post their ingredients.
Somewhere. You have to request it.
Yeah. Okay, when you see natural flavorings and those are basically codes for chemicals.
For chemicals, yeah. Yeah, and for those of you that are like, well, I just do not like the taste of water, some of the tips that we give are adding things to the water like lemon or lime,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, fresh lemon or lime, not
yes.
like, you know, something in a bottle that you squirt
right.
in, or a lot of people use those flavor packs, okay, that flavor their water. You can get the powders
uh-huh.
Or Crystal Light, or there's all these flavored water powders that you can put in. Those are very, very bad for you. Please do not drink those flavored pouches.
A lot of artificial sugar and chemicals.
But look, like fresh lime.
Even strawberries.
Fresh lemon.
Sliced.
Yeah, you can get to fruit. But I want to encourage people to do vegetables first,
sure.
or lemons
cucumbers.
Or limes first.
Cucumbers. Yeah, we
yeah.
see those a lot.
We do a lot of sliced cucumbers. And then if you don't like the veggies, then you can do the fruit,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Listen, I'd rather you slice some strawberries and drink the water
right.
with the flavoring of the strawberry.
Right. Then not drink water.
Then not
at all.
Drink water.
Yeah. And then another one that people like putting in their water is watermelon. That like people put chunks of watermelon in a water pitcher and they fill it up and then they drink the flavored
mm-hmm.
water of watermelon. So there's a lot of different ideas for flavoring your water just to help you get more water in every day. But the idea is do it slowly, do it methodically, have a plan. Whatever you're going to stop drinking on one hand, drink more water on the other hand. Always replace it, okay? And ultimately, your goal is to drink half of your body weight of water in ounces per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, ultimately you want to be drinking 100 ounces of water per day. Okay, that's a lot of water.
It is a lot of water.
So it's easy to measure if you get yourself a water bottle and you put a plan together.
Right. And I just want to add one more thing, that if you have been drinking a lot of sodas or the fancy coffees, you know, even the fancy teas, okay, a lot of the teas, and especially if they're caffeinated, just a little warning that as you start weaning off of those and replacing it with water, you may have some symptoms as you come off of those drinks, the caffeine, the sugars, the chemicals. You may experience headaches. You may experience some symptoms that make you think, see, I shouldn't be coming off of this. And, you know, the water is making me sick. It's not the water that's making you sick.
It's okay? You detoxing off of everything.
That's right. It's you detoxing, your body detoxing.
So it's telling you it's working.
That's
so
right.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. You know, just work through it and put up with it, because it will go away. And in fact, it's probably a sign for you to drink even more water to try to flush out all of those chemicals and
that's
toxins.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's water is pretty important.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the life of our body.
It's our life of our body.
That's right. So thank you for being on this podcast, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.